At this time, I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's chat. And for those of you attending at home, if you want to get a little bit closer to the screen. So this week in my study, I was spending a little bit of time with the psalm. The psalm for today is 111. And one of the really neat things about this psalm is that in its original language, in Hebrew, the first letter of each verse starts with a letter of the alphabet, so it goes in their alphabetical order. And I thought it might be kind of fun to think about what this might mean if we were to write something just like that psalm was written. So what I did is I took a piece of paper and I wrote A, B, C, D. I wrote the whole alphabet all the way down the page, and I have one for each of you if you wanted to think about this. And for those of you at home, if you wanted to take a piece of paper and write the alphabet down the side of the page, and for those of you that can't write just yet, maybe your mom or dad could help you, and you can think about this using the sounds of the letters. And so the psalm starts by praising God and talking about God's goodness, and then it goes on by giving specific examples. So what's something we could say about God that would start with an A? Can you help me think of something? Well, I tried to do this because I wanted to see how hard it would be. So I went ahead and did one. And so I started mine with Almighty and Everlasting God. So Almighty, the first letter of that first word is the first letter of the alphabet. Almighty and Everlasting God. What could we then say about God with that starts with a letter B? Well, I can tell you what I wrote again. Brilliantly, you created the entire world. So each word or each sentence starts with a letter of the alphabet and it goes on. So I put for C, crying out to you, we give you thanks and praise. Day by day, you pour out your love upon us. And then I just went down each word, trying to think of something else that started with that next letter of the alphabet. So this was kind of fun to do. Sometimes it's not always easy to think about what we want to pray or what we want to say to God. And this gave me a different way to kind of go through that because I had to think about some of these letters. Like V was kind of hard for me. I couldn't think of something for V. So I put valuing every single person that you created. So some of the letters are a little more challenging, but I thought this might be a fun way for us to offer a prayer to God or to think about all of the things that God does for us that are full of God's goodness. So if you want to try this, I would love to see what you create. So maybe you could have your mom or dad take a picture of what you create on their phones and they can text it to me or you can email it to me. So if you do this, send it to me. I'd love to see it. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for your church. And thank you for each other. Help us to praise you and thank you for your goodness in our lives. Amen. Thank you for coming up.